The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Michael Bucara, co-founder and chief machinist, and Jean-Pierre Gou, chief dreamer, and they're both of BlueTurn.Earth, which is a unique app that provides an intimate and interactive experience of the whole Earth in rotation, captured from outer space. And Michael and Jean-Pierre, how are you both doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you very much, Matt.
Hi.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today. And, you know, I certainly downloaded the app earlier this morning, and it is really, really cool. And would love to hear, Jean-Pierre, from your perspective, more about BlueTurn, your mission, how the idea came about, how long you've been around, all that good stuff.
Okay, so the idea of BlueTurn came 20 years ago, back in 1998, when Al Gore was vice president of the United States, had the dream to send a satellite in a very particular point in the universe called Lagrangian L1. And this point is on the Earth-Sun axis. So on this axis, if you have a satellite, the Earth is always lit. And the Lagrangian point L1 is where the gravitational forces of the Earth and the Sun are balancing out. So therefore, you don't need a lot of fuel to maintain a satellite over there. And the idea of sending a satellite 1.5 million kilometers away, 1 million miles away, to always get the latest image of the Earth. And for him, it was the idea that this image could accompany us in the effort of doing an ecological transition so that we can always be mesmerized by the latest view of the Earth. There was before that only one picture of the Earth from Apollo 17. And with this project, it could have been, you know, a game changer. Unfortunately, it was canceled many times for political reasons. And the mission was only launched in 15. And when the mission was launched, Michael and I, we know each other for a very long time, and we have always been passionate about this image of the Earth seen from space. And back in 18, we already wanted to do this project, and we got along together. We were very like frustrated by the environment, very marked by the Paris attacks. I'm in Paris, but Michael used to live in Paris, he's in Israel. He was very shocked as well by the implication of these Paris attacks back in November 15. And we wanted to do something beautiful to make people happy and proud to live on this planet. And that's how we decided to do BlueTurn. And so BlueTurn was created end of 15, beginning of 16. And the idea is to put in an app and on a website and on videos, latest views of the Earth so that people can look at it, be passionate about it, and build also project, artistic project, educational project, use these images in big conferences. And since we launched this project, it has been projected in close to 200 places, and many people use these images. We don't know even about it. So that was the idea of BlueTurn, is putting these images of the Earth on every screen, mobile, app, tablet, computers, TV, big TV show, and even on outside buildings.
Wonderful. Michael, anything else to add to that?
The key word is the overview effect. That's what BlueTurn wants to bring to the masses as much as possible. So it's about seeing the Earth, seeing the visible Earth as it is from space in all its beauty and its authenticity.
That's great. That's perfect segue into my next question, because I think the concept of the overview effect is awesome. And I think it really could change humanity if people did see Earth from that perspective, because I've read stories about astronauts. When they see Earth from outer space, it creates a massive cognitive shift in their brain, and they just view everything completely differently in a more positive way. So yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that, the overview effect.
Yeah, Michael. Sure. Well, the overview effect is a cognitive shift, and its channel is mostly emotional. So, you know, NASA did its part of the job by bringing a feed of pictures of the whole Earth from space, from this L1 point in the universe, which allows to see the whole Earth, because the Sun is behind the satellite, and so the Earth is visible in all its roundness from there. No crescent, only just the full day side of the Earth. But they only were able, for budget reason, to send a few separate images per day, like namely 10 to 20 images per day. So it was not, I mean, the dimension of time was missing, and there was the emotion that was missing from this set of images. So, and we needed a video for that. So I'm a 3D graphics engineer in my profession. So I had an idea from these pictures. I mean, they have some interesting geometric properties that allows me to project them on the 3D globe and interpolate them in order to turn images to a movie. So that's what we did. And the first time we managed to do this was exactly on the day of an eclipse that happened in Indonesia this day, I remember. So we made this first video. We put it on the internet and we tagged even NASA. And we had a return from NASA almost immediately saying, whoa, how did you guys do that? And so we started a great relationship with them since then. And so we made our job. Like, we made basically the first video of the whole Earth from space. And in that matter, we kind of achieved the dream of Al Gore. Al Gore wanted a video originally in his vision. So that's what we finally executed. So we made the mobile app in Unity. It's a framework. It's a very cross-platform. So it fits our vision of having it into all the screens, all the possible screens. And because we want to just dispatch this image as much as possible. And we also serve online videos, and that which we use a lot. But the mobile app is kind of a cornerstone that promises access to the latest view and all the historical view with adjustable speed and experience and so on. And that's the thing. I mean, it's for regular people, it's just a visible Earth. You don't need to be a scientist or a professional in order to understand what you see. It's obvious. And you're just completely connected to the emotional vector from there. And as a side thing, you have 3 years of data, so you can call it the anti-history of Earth in your end.
Fantastic. Jean-Pierre, anything else to add to that?
Yeah, it's just to add maybe on this overview effect. So as you said, and as Michael said, the astronauts that went in space, half of them, found a profound cognitive shift by looking at the beauty of the Earth rotating in front of us. And the idea was to, let's say, recreate this effect and to get people to fall in love with the Earth, you know, with these images. And when we started that, we are not so sure because people are so used to images that, you know, this is just another video. And with the right setup, with the right light, with the right music, you know, what we find is that people can really go in a few minutes in this state of mind where they're absolutely mesmerized by the view of the Earth. And when you project that in big screens, in big movie theaters, we see many people crying, you know. And for me, this was really above the expectation. I wrote actually two novels called Blue Century. It has not been translated into English, but in this novel, I was dreaming how the overview effects could change the world and could create this emotion. So for me, I was persuaded by what I wrote that we could achieve actually this emotion. But because, you know, that was just my idea and the idea of Michael, but we were not so sure that this would actually work. And, you know, I've been in not all the screenings of Blue Turn, but maybe 50 of them or even more. And all the time, people are profoundly affected. Of course, you need the right preparation, the right word, the right poetic explanation before, the right music, the right setting. But when you get all these conditions correct, people are really changing.
Wow, that's awesome. Wow, thank you. Great insights there. And that's really inspiring to hear how people have responded to seeing it, especially in the theater. So, you know, we were talking earlier, Michael and I, about the business model for Blue Turn. And really, this is a pro bono passion effort for you.
Yeah, so you are touching on the right point, if I meant, for this question. I mean, when we started that, we didn't know really where we're going, you know, so we just wanted to share that with certain people. So we initially built a site with certain video after we release the app. And I would say today, the success of Blue Turn is kind of, you know, putting us in a situation where we have to, let's say, redefine that. You know, the idea initially was to make this app for free to reach the maximum number of people. But the problem, we have a certain cost to cover. Both Michael and I have family and have a job, you know, so we do that into our spare hours. And on both of us, it's taking a lot of time to maintain and promote that. So we have to see how we can, you know, finance some of this time or finance some of this cost. So either by external funding, there are many people that like this project that could, you know, share that, or having a premium app that could bring certain revenues, and also strike some deals with some cloud provider that could offer us a server. Because right now we have around 100,000 users of the app, of people that have downloaded the app, and the cost we can still pay them. But if this was multiplied by 10, this would not be possible. So we are even not looking for success, because we know that as long as we don't have a cloud partner that make us either big discounts or offer us a server, this service as it is non-scalable. So right now it's a point where, let's say, after 3 years working on it, but 2 full years of having the app, we need to rethink a bit the business model to make it a long-lasting thing. There could be also some commercial application beyond, let's say, just looking at the Earth. Certain people, content provider, could be interested of these images for doing things. So these are also things that we are trying to explore. But, you know, this mission is supposed to last normally 5 years, but people at NASA told us that they have enough fuel for 20 years. So we would like to have a service that could run for that long and scale everywhere on the Earth without harming us financially and potentially paying for the time we spend on this, you know. So that's where we stand with the business model.
In the meantime, we are kind of building a brand and a user base and some technology IP. And the thing is that source images are free. They are public domain and free, mostly because their resolution is not that big at the local level. I mean, it's a great resolution for seeing the whole Earth, but there is no operational purpose at the detail level. And I guess that's why they are free. So in the end, we are mostly using BlueTurn as a show and to some extent as a communication tool to present global data. And we organize private or municipal events. And we are planning to also add some premium features to the app in the close future, I guess. But the thing is that we don't use any ad whatsoever in the application because it would kind of contradict the aesthetic purpose of the application. So that's why we need to find some more interesting partnership to found our business model.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's awesome. Really impressive that you all have taken donated all the time and effort to make this happen. And, you know, something special like this, I'm sure, you know, some organization, it could be Al Gore, could catch on to this.
We cannot reveal too much because this is still not concluded, but we are in touch with the Al Gore team to do certain things.
Beautiful. That's great. That sounds like a great way to go. And real quick, let's shift. Obviously, BlueTurn.org is the website domain. You use it in your brand. And this is probably the easiest question of the podcast today for you all. And we'll start with Michael. Why did you all choose to use the .earth domain name?
Yeah, sure. So as you said, the object of the project is quite obviously connected to this extension. And this is perfect in terms of branding for us. And like every .earth domain, there is clearly an ecological purpose there, right? We are trying to connect humans emotionally to the image of the Earth and bring this planetary consciousness that is needed in order to protect this world. So it's both we are showing the Earth and for the Earth purpose. So,
and just for the little story, if I may, when we did our brainstorming with Michael to find a name. So at some point we found BlueTurn, and we didn't know at that time that the .earth was existing, and the BlueTurn.com, I think it was taken, or BlueTurn.org. So we are looking for other domain name, and that's where we discovered that the .earth was there and was available. So that was perfect, you know. And
it's kind of a new
doubly glad.
Yeah, it's a new extension relatively, so it's more virgin in terms of names. So you have more opportunities with names there.
Yeah, definitely. That's great. Thanks for those insights there. So we talked a little bit about the future and kind of hoping to monetize this and the like, but what is your future vision for BlueTurn? And we'll start with the chief dreamer, Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, so I think we accomplished part of the dream, which was to create emotion and to get, you know, to be sure that it can touch many different people from different backgrounds, you know, people which are ecologically engaged, but also people which are not ecologically engaged. We tried it with people of different age. So I think we did our market test, you know. Now what we really would like is to scale that, you know, meaning that we have a business model that basically doesn't cost anything, something that is pretty automated, so that without a lot of effort, we can publicly announce to the world that this is available and as many people could look at these images to get daily shot of overview effect, but also get videos to project shows, etc., to bring this imaging to them so that they organize other things, other performance with this image. So it's really about scaling, but this requires that we fix the business model and the organization so that the cost element and revenue element are part of that, and we create a sustainable business. And yeah, it's to scale it to the world. That was the initial idea, and I think it would be a dream to do that. Michael, maybe he has other ideas also to connect BlueTurn to other things, but you can complement on that, you know, if you want.
Well, yeah, I will talk at technological level that, I mean, we want to make BlueTurn a platform, right? Right now, it's a video stream, but it is based on the 3D model. And therefore, you can pin on that other sets of data. And so we can make other projects use it digitally, I would say, and to aggregate more Earth data into the model. And usually it would connect well with projects that are related to the weather in general, because that's what Blue Tern is also about, you know, is the only thing which is really moving there, except the Earth turning around, is that is the clouds. So Blue Tern is a lot about the sky as well as about the Earth. So that's what we are trying to do, to make it a kind of sky platform. And we want to develop the axis of VR more, so to propose this overview effect also with VR devices. And we have some more ideas to bring the overview effect in other means than only the whole Earth. I mean, there are a lot of options. I mean, it's really, once you start to, you know, touch the heart of people with these views, you want to do it in other many ways.
That's great. Excellent. Well, thank you both for your time today. What a wonderful podcast and what a wonderful effort. Before we sign off today, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
I have one thing. If you know other .earth domain that we should connect with, happy to meet other .earth companies, because you may know many of them. So why not? You know, that would be one wish on my side.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a bad idea, because we've certainly done a number of podcasts with lots of geospatial companies now are starting to use .earth domain names. And a lot of what they do is, you know, leveraging Earth data, you know, for enhancing decision making for pretty much anything in life. So there could be some good potential partnerships or connections there. And we would be more than happy to facilitate that.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah.
I would finish with some inspirational, you know, sentence that, you know, the purpose of Blue Tern is to see the Earth in all its beauty and to better love her and care for her. And in the end, you know, the point is to better love yourself as someone who cares about our only collective home. So that's maybe the why behind all this stuff.
That's perfect. Mike, what a great way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth interview with Michael Bocara, co-founder and chief machinist, and Jean-Pierre Goud, chief dreamer, both of BlueTern.Earth. And as you heard, BlueTern.Earth is a very cool effort that provides a unique, intimate, and interactive experience of the whole Earth in rotation captured from outer space. And Michael and Jean-Pierre, thank you for your time today.
Thank you,
Matt. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.